Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. one out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nolan moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Nolan moves to third. Sakata moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Nolan scores. Sakata moves to third. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brooken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sakata scores. Dower moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bumbrey out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Herndon moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Crowley moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crowley scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 2 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Joe Nolan. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sakata takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey bunts towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to third for the out. Sakata moves to second. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sakata scores. Bumbrey moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Elias Sosa now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-3 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach pinch hits for Mike Ivey. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner pinch hits for John Joaquin Fuss. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stoddard. Lemon moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.